Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. Today, I am going to be handing you the keys to the relationship kingdom, how to stop a fight in its tracks and turn it into a moment of real deep connection. Very cool stuff. Before we get started, if you like what you hear today, there are links down below to all the things. You can book time with me directly. You can get books to improve your journey, and you can join Geode. You can do all the things. Check it out below. So this is so important. This technique you can use in any kind of relationship. You can use it with friends, coworkers, family, but I have seen this save marriages. The biggest fights happen with your romantic partner because that's where the biggest fear is. That's where you have the most to lose. So let's talk about the architecture of disagreements and fights within relationships. Let's talk about how it begins. And then I'm going to give you this technique on how to solve it, how to stop it in its tracks and take it in a different direction. It's simple, but it does require practice. So let's talk about how fights begin. You disagree on something, or you've gotten your baggage triggered. This is usually how it begins. We each come into these relationships as adults with baggage from our childhood, baggage from our past relationships, and we tend to wear it up front, right? It gets triggered, and that's what we're showing to our partner. Now, this, we work on our baggage, we try to unpack it, we try to heal it, whatever word you want to use for it, we try to get rid of it so that we're not just wearing that up front, carrying it between us and our partner all the time. We want to show them our true authentic selves. But until you get there, you're going to get triggered sometimes. And sometimes your partner may inadvertently, or hopefully not advertently, trigger you. But that's what it happens. You feel yourself start to get agitated. You feel them start to get agitated, frustrated, stressed out. And you feel that start to swirl up. And then they get more agitated, and you get more agitated. They get more agitated, and the words start going back and forth. You start criticizing each other. You start blaming each other. At worst, the name calling. Oh my goodness, please don't go there. But it does go there, doesn't it? Because you're feeling disconnected and you're starting to yell at each other louder. Why? Because you do not feel heard. Right? So what's going on here? Each of you are taking what the other says personally. Well, they mean it personally. No, they don't, not really. Their experience is about them. Your experience is about you. What they're going through rarely has much to do with you. Sometimes maybe. But we take it personally. Then we get defensive. Then we feel like we got to hit back, right? And it just swirls up into this tornado of awful. And that fight puts a hole, puts a scar on your relationship that you're not going to get rid of. You're not. There's a record of every fight you ever had in scars lined up on that relationship between you. So you really want to try to minimize this fighting between you as much as possible. This is not to say you shouldn't express yourself. But what you want to express is what actually is going on. Beneath the frustration, beneath the agitation, beneath that triggered baggage that you're putting out there, beneath the criticism, beneath the blame, underneath the fight is an unmet need. You're having an experience, or they're having an experience, and you both have needs, and one of you isn't getting your needs met. That's it. So let me show you how to stop it in its tracks. First, you want to recognize what's happening. Recognize that feeling where you're starting to feel agitated and defensive, where you start to feel like it's you against each other rather than the two of you against the world. when you start to feel that disconnection, feel that agitation, feel that frustration, stop. Stop yourself. Breathe. Just take a second and breathe. And if they can do this too, awesome. Sometimes just try it. They'll follow your lead. Just be like, hey, hold on just a second. Time out. I'm going to breathe. I'm feeling agitated. And then say, I love you. I don't want to fight with you. If this is a coworker, obviously it could get weird if you say, I love you. If it's a coworker, be like, just a minute. Pause for a minute. Give yourself a second to breathe and go. What are you going through right now? If it's your romantic partner, you can say, what are you experiencing? What are you going through? What are you feeling? When you do this, when you ask this first most important question, what are you feeling? You are getting them into stage two, which is the focus on their experience, so that they will pause, go inward, and identify what they're feeling. Now, give them the time to sit there and figure it out, because it's not automatic necessarily that they know what they're feeling. So when you say, I love you, you're establishing the fact that, hey, we're on the same side here. And then you ask, what are you feeling? Give them a moment. Don't interfere. Don't try to answer the question for them. Let them think about it and be like, I'm feeling this. Now, when they tell you what they're feeling, remember, it's not about you. It's about them. So don't you take it personally. Don't you get defensive. Just let them express that. And then you go, okay. Like, you get it. You hear them. Let them know you heard what they're feeling. So up to this point, let's review. Number one, we recognized what was happening. Recognize that agitation starting to swirl up between the two of you. Stop. Breathe. What are you feeling? Now, if this is a work or a family situation, like if it's family, you could say, what are you feeling? If it's a work situation, you might say, what are you dealing with right now? Right? And you could use an approach like that. It kind of gets the same kind of idea, right? It puts their focus back on themselves to figure out what they're really dealing with. If it's any kind of a family relationship or certainly a love relationship, you can say, what are you feeling? So there we are. Recognize it. Stop. Breathe. Ask them what they're feeling. Once you've given them time to respond and you don't take it personally, it's not about you. That's their feelings. But you acknowledge what they're feeling. You go, okay, I hear you. And then you ask the second question, and this is the critical one. This is very important. You have to do this entirely in order. Then you ask, what do you need? Asking what do you need, one, shows that you care what they need. It's a point of connection. Two, it pulls them from stage two to stage three to focus on what they do need. Because here's where the real issue is. There's a need that's not being met. But you can't jump straight into that. If you jump straight into that from that point of agitation in the beginning, you're going to seem callous. Like you're putting them off or patronizing them. So you have to go through this process in order. So what do you need brings them back to identify the thing that they need that they're not getting. Because when you ask someone, what do you need? They're not going to list off the things that they need that they're already getting. They're going to list off the things that they need that they're not getting. And so that's the process. So now once they tell you what they need, don't take it personally. Don't get defensive about it. Just think to yourself, how can I help them get what they need? And do what you can to try to fulfill that need. So let's go through it from the beginning. Let's summarize it now. Recognize the agitation beginning. Stop. Breathe. What are you feeling? What do you need? Then try to help fulfill the need. That's it. Now, this takes practice only because when you're starting to get agitated, you're not likely to remember this. You're likely to just go into that same old pattern of fighting again. So you're going to have to actually be conscious of it to break that pattern, to feel the agitation and stop that pattern and go, wait a minute. I don't want to fight. I love you. What are you feeling? What do you need? How can I help you get what you need? Now you've come into partnership again. This works with children. This works with parents. It works with any kind of family relationship. And if you tweak it out a little bit, it works with your coworkers as well. Like, what are you dealing with right now? What do you need? Right? It's a fantastic leadership technique when you kind of twist it in that direction. Because somebody comes into your office all frustrated, you know, this is going on. And we're like, hey, hold up, Joe. What are you dealing with right now? What do you need? How can I help you get what you need? Right? And in your work situation, you're going to express something that you need at work related to your job. But in a partner situation, in a family situation, they're going to express something that they need. It could be physically, emotionally, mentally, that they're not getting, right? And you just don't know what might come out. And then when they get used to this technique, the more you practice this technique, and if you can both practice it together, right? Acknowledging, now it only really takes one of you to practice this technique. But if you both practice this technique, you will never fight again. Really. This saves marriages. I have watched it in action. So try this. I know it's going to be hard to remember to do this in the beginning. Stop. Breathe. What are you feeling? What do you need? Do what you can to help them fulfill those needs. And you will be surprised, sometimes the needs are simple, right? Stop, breathe, I love you. What are you feeling? God, I just feel really frustrated and just had a hard day, whatever, just let them express. All right, I hear you. I hear you're frustrated. What do you need? Well, dang, I guess I just probably need some dinner. All right, let's make some dinner and get right to it. And fulfill that need. You are now the fulfiller of needs. And isn't that what relationships are about? To help each other fulfill your needs. And how you've just turned what could have been an ugly fight to blaming each other and criticizing. You've just turned this into, hey, it's me and you against the world, babe. You tell me what you need. I'm going to make it happen. Wow. Instead of going in one direction, you went the other direction. Instead of fighting and creating distance and disconnection in your relationship, you just created deeper connection and deeper love in your relationship. These are the keys to the relationship kingdom. This is it. If you have only one technique in every relationship you ever had, this is the one. Okay, so one last time. Let's go through it one more time. Recognize when that agitation and conflict is beginning. Stop, right? You got to stop that. Pause it. Take a breath. Remind them by saying, I love you. If it's a family relationship, if it's a work relationship, you can go, hey, we're on the same team. I got you. What are you dealing with? In the love relationship, it's, I love you. What are you feeling? And then, what do you need? So you're walking them from stage two to stage three. Once you know what they need, try to fulfill it. So once you've practiced this a whole bunch, it's going to become second nature. Every time you feel that fight starting, it only takes one of you to shut that fight down. And just be like, look, I love you. What are you feeling? And then, okay. What do you need? and then give them the time and the space to think about it. Might have to step back. Because believe it or not, we're not always all that great at identifying what our needs are. Like what the real need is, right? Because let's say you come home from a long day at work, or maybe you had a really hard work day, it was stressful, or you're agitated about one thing, you think, but the real root is some other thing. That happens all the time. And so allowing and encouraging your partner to take the time and space there for a minute to figure out what they need, what they're feeling, and what they need, and encouraging them to express what they need, and then helping them to fulfill that, wow, it creates connection between people. And it creates love. So this is the key to never fight again. Stop that fight in its tracks and turn it into a point of connection and deeper love. Go try it. Send me your questions. You can comment on these videos. You can find me on the socials. You can send questions to the website, whatever it is. And let me know what other sort of related topics or not related topics that you want to know more about. So here is to your beautiful relationships only becoming more and more connected. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.